What up? It's the Kid Plo Plo, and it's another episode of the Mad Stash Minute, highlighting prominent figures within Black history. We're in the home stretch, and we are making it count, tackling notable accomplishments and accolades from our ancestors today. We have a beautiful woman that was an African-American civil rights activist and newspaper publisher who documented the battle to end segregation in Arkansas. And her name is Daisy Bates. So please stay tuned and enjoy this beautiful soul's life right here on the Mad Stash Minute.
This is the Mad Stash Minute.
What up, guys? And we're back on the Mad Stash Minute, highlighting the beautiful life and legacy of Daisy Bates. She married journalist Christopher Bates, and they operated a weekly African-American newspaper, the Arkansas State Press. Bates became president of the Arkansas chapter of the NAACP and played a crucial role in the fight against segregation, which she documented in her book, The Long Shadow of Little Rock. Born Daisy Lee Gadsden on November 11, 1914 in Hattug, Arkansas, Bates' childhood was marked by tragedy. Her mother was sexually assaulted and murdered by three white men, and her father left her. She was raised by friends of the family. As a teenager, Bates met Lucius Christopher L.C. Bates, an insurance agent and experienced journalist. The couple married in the early 1940s and moved to Little Rock, Arkansas. Together, they operated the Arkansas State Press, a weekly African-American newspaper. The paper championed civil rights, and Bates joined in the civil rights movement. Bates became the president of Arkansas chapter of the National Association of Advancement of Colored People in 1952. And as the head of the NAACP's Arkansas branch, Bates played a crucial role in the fight against segregation. In 1954, the United States Supreme Court declared that segregation was unconstitutional in the landmark case known as Brown v. Board of Education. Even after that ruling, African-American students who tried to enroll in white schools were turned away in Arkansas. Bates and her husband chronicled this battle in their newspaper. In 1957, she helped non-African-American students become the first to attend the all-white Central High School in Little Rock, who became known as the Little Rock Nine. The group first tried to go to the school on September 4th. A group of white people jeered at them as they arrived. The governor, Orval Fabus, opposed school integration and sent members of the Arkansas National Guard to prevent the students from entering the school. Despite the enormous amount of animosity they faced from white residents of the city, the students were undeterred from their mission to attend the school. Bates' home became the headquarters for the battle to integrate Central High School, and she served as the personal advocate and supporter to the students. President Dwight D. Eisenhower became involved in the conflict and ordered federal troops to go to Little Rock to uphold the law and protect the Little Rock Nine. With U.S. soldiers providing security, the Little Rock Nine left from Bates' home for their first day of school on September 25, 1957. Bates remained close with the Little Rock Nine, offering her continuous support as they faced harassment and intimidation from people against desegregation. Bates also received numerous threats, but this would not stop her from her work. The newspaper she and her husband worked on was closed in 1959 because of low advertising revenue. 3 years later, her account of the school integration battle was published as The Long Shadow of Little Rock. For a few years, she moved to Washington, D.C. to work for the Democratic National Committee and on anti-poverty projects for Lyndon B. Johnson's administration. Bates returned to Little Rock in the mid-1960s and spent much of her time on community programs. After the death of her husband in 1980, she also resuscitated their newspaper for several years, from 1984 to 1988. Bates subsequently died on November 4, 1999, Little Rock, Arkansas. For her career in social activism, Bates received numerous awards, including an honorary degree from the University of Arkansas. She is best remembered as a guiding force behind one of the biggest battles for school integration in the nation's history. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the life and legacy of the lovely Daisy Bates. Just like many black queens, the great Daisy Bates was more than an activist, but a champion of her community. And just like her, you too can be that for yourselves as well, queens. So please, call forth the action and go for the top, listeners. And this has been another episode of the Mass Stash Minute. Once again, Polo Paul signing out. Bow.
I love you, Daddy.